The world is packed with good books to read and not enough time to read them all. So is it ever worthwhile to reread books? Our next guest says we should make the time and we want to hear from you too. Is there a book you keep going back to again and again or something you want to read? It's there on the shelf, but you just haven't made the time for it. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Clay Risen joins us now. He is an author and editor at the New York Times op-ed section, and we have posted his recent piece on rereading on the Central Time Facebook page. Clay, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, I just reread your piece on the rereading, so there we go with that. But you were, it's interesting because you sort of chronicle your life a little bit, and when you were younger, when you were a child, when you were a young reader, you reread all the time, and you had this fixation. I don't know if I want to call it a fixation or an obsession, but you liked the Hardy Boys an awful lot.
Yeah, well, like a lot of young boys, I enjoyed those books, and I think I enjoyed going back and sort of communing with the characters, and it's something that I feel in some ways that I've lost as an adult.
And you mentioned that very specifically, like you were in your early 20s, maybe in college or something like that. And what happened? The time just started taking.
Yeah. I think with a lot of people, time starts to run away from you, and you really, in my case at least, started to pay more attention to kind of the wide world of books out there. And I started to accept a trade-off that said, in order to read broadly, I need to sort of cut back on rereading. And pretty quickly, that combined with just not having enough time meant that I haven't reread a book in years.
And I was thinking about this because while I was reading it, I know people who are rereaders, and I know people who are not, and the world can be neatly divided up between those two groups, I think, because the rereaders go back to old favorites, and it's sort of like going back to old friends, and there's a certain comfort there, and you see nuances and so forth. And the people who don't reread tend to fall in the camp of there's so much to read, and if I reread something, I'm missing something else. Is that sort of the way you see it?
Well, I think that's right, but I would like to think that I fall into something of a third category, which is people who don't reread who, on a certain level, really wish they did and can really appreciate the joys and the value of rereading, and yet for one reason or another can't. I think it's part of our modern condition that we're exposed to so much media out there, and I don't think people are overly obsessed with sort of the minute-to-minute things that are out there. I think people have the capacity to sit down and read something at length, but the fact is that we don't for whatever reason, and except for, like you said, some people who really do have that capacity to sit down with a book that they've already read and go back through it.
And you've been thinking about this a lot because let's just bring your daughter into all this, because you've been reading to her and thinking about kind of how she views the world at her young age and how the world has then changed for you at your advanced age.
Yeah, I would say this wasn't something that I'd given a lot of thought to until she came along. And I think I was aware that I didn't reread as much as I used to. But with her, as I started to read to her really in the last year and a half or so, I've noticed that she's very, like all children, really wants to go back time and again to the same books, often maybe read the same book two or three times in a sitting. And for her, the experience is so different. And I found this a very illuminating way to look at what maybe I had lost in growing up. For her, it's very much about an extension of reality. I mean, I don't think that for a lot of children, they see this bright line between what they read about and the kind of characters that they engage with in their mind and what they see in the outside world. And in some ways, it's a much richer world than we live in. And it makes for a very exciting experience to go back to the same story over and over again.
We're talking with Clay Risen about the idea of rereading books that we have read in the past. Maybe it's a book that we love. Maybe it's a book that we didn't understand the first time. We want to go back and try and figure it out. We'd like to hear from you, too. What books would you like to go back and reread? What books do you go back and reread? Or don't you have the time to make all of that happen? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234 is our number if you would like to join in the discussion. 800-642-1234. Let's begin hearing from some of our listeners, and we start with Mireille from Minocqua.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Well, hi. I found it interesting because I always thought I was strange, but when I have no books in my waiting list that grabs me at the time, I reread things such as certain classic Anna Karenina, I reread, and anything by Steinbeck, East of Eden, or recently reread Hero.
And Mireille, unfortunately, you're breaking up there, so we weren't able to hear anything. But Tony or Clay, what we were hearing there was a lot of classics. We heard Steinbeck, Anna Karenina, which I can't even say all of a sudden. but you get my drift.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing that I thought was, and I didn't put this in the article, but I've thought about since, is, you know, it's funny. I guess it comes down to a matter of time, but we go back to music all the time, you know, classic music or things that we consider our own sort of canon, whatever we personally define that as, whether it's old rock music or stuff from our childhood or classic jazz, and we go back to it over and over again, often the same recordings, and yet we don't do that as often with books. I mean, some people obviously like the caller, they do, but I think certainly I don't. And I've been sort of thinking about, you know, why is that? Why do we not go back? And is it just because there's this sort of static element to the page that maybe you don't find with music? You know, I don't want to say everyone's like this, but I think that's a fairly common experience for adults. And yet, as I said, you know, not so much for children.
Well, and what about this? As you were mentioning that, I was thinking about, you know, going back and listening to, you know, a classic jazz album or something I loved when I was young and thinking, you know, I do that. But generally speaking, I do tend to go back and listen to things that in my old age now, I think have more weight, are sort of worth back going and back and listening to, or worth taking time to go back and read. And what about that? I mean, is there room in all of this for something that maybe isn't so heavy, that's not so weighty, that I just liked at one time for no good reason, a guilty pleasure maybe?
Oh, I think absolutely. I would make the case that everybody, certainly I will, having written this and having spent time with my daughter, make more of an effort to go back and reread things that, like you said, are touchstones for me, whether or not they're big, weighty books or lighthearted books or books that I enjoyed as a child. I mean, to go back and get back in touch with those, and even though it'll be, in a way, sort of retreading old ground, I think that you find a lot of things that maybe you missed the first time or that you just haven't considered in sort of light of present day.
Let's go back to the calls. We've got a lot of listeners who would like to join in. Sarah starts us off from Milwaukee. Hi. Hi,
hello.
Hi, Sarah. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to call in and say that I am an English professor in Milwaukee, so I do a lot of rereading. But one of the things that I do the most is that I read the Chaim Potok's The Chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that book, and I also reread, Philip Roth's American Pastoral several times as well, and it just keeps getting better every time I read it.
And Sarah, thanks for that call. And Clay, you know, there we are again, more classics in there, and it's interesting because the way she phrased it is she makes appointments, it sounds like, to read these books on almost an annual basis.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great idea. I think you know, we often, or at least I feel like, you know, I'm presented with a smorgasbord of options out there, and it's worth the effort to sit down and say, well, what are the books that, you know, for me personally are worth going back to, not just once or twice, but, you know, once every year or once every couple of years, just to sort of dip back in. And I think that that's the kind of book where it has to be something that not only speaks to you at the moment, but has an obvious depth to it that is going to just provide a bounty every time, is something new, you know, a new bounty every time you go back to it.
And Grace from Madison might have one of those books for us. Hi, Grace.
Hi, I was going to say I reread The Stranger by Albert Camus because I find with existential themes it can really mean something different depending on your stage of life.
Grace, thanks for that call. And Clay, there's one of those books.
Yeah.
I mean, we all read it in college or in high school, and then if you pick it up 20 years later, all of a sudden, that's one of those books that looks awfully different.
I think that's right. Although, you know, I would also say it's all of this is still somewhat different than the kind of experience, the sort of fundamental experience that I see in that I remember having when I was a child, and that that my daughter has. It's not so much a reflection as much as a pure just grappling with the characters and the storyline. You know, it's a fine distinction, and I don't mean to criticize or denigrate at all the reasons why people go back to books. But, you know, I do think that there is something, some way that children read and reread obsessively that is very different from the way that most adults do. And there's one reason why most adults don't go back to books over and over.
Yeah, I would almost characterize it as when you're a child, you're sort of in the moment.
Yeah, well, that's very much it. I mean, it's. I think it's an extension of the way that children view the world in general. You know, they enjoy. you know, how many parents haven't had this experience where they just get, you know, they see their children doing the same thing over and over. It's this repetition that, you know, is you know, it's enjoyable in and of itself, but it's also just this newness for a child that that they're rolling through. And I think. You know, I don't know how many books I've read, but, you know, hundreds or thousands or whatever. But
and we'll have to leave it there. We've got to take some time out for news, but we will be back. We're talking to Clay Risen about the joys of rereading books and the value of making time for rereading in our lives.
And you can call us and tell us what you reread or what you would reread if you had time at 800-642-1234. We continue our conversation now with author Clay Risen about rereading books and why we don't always make time to do it.
You can join in, too. We'd like to hear from you. What books have you reread? Is that time, is that effort all worth it? And what's on your list of books to reread if you haven't quite gotten around to it yet? Give us a call now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. 1234, or you can also post your comments, post your list to the Central Time Facebook page. Let's go to the phones right away. We've got listeners who would like to join in. Steve is with us from La Crosse. Hi.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Hi. Yes, I tend to read books that are parts of series, and recently I, with the George R. R. Martin Song of Ice and Fire series, I know most of your guests have been talking about classics, but I've reread each book every time a new one has come out. So when book three came out, I read one, two, and then three, and so on.
And so you'll keep doing that into infinity, do you think, or?
Until the series is over, yeah.
All right, that's a new one. I had not heard of that. Steve, thanks so much for the call. Let's go to Dan from Menominee. Hi.
Hi there. So I think there are probably two main reasons people reread. One is that there are books that are just so incredibly rich in detail, and really anything by Neal Stephenson jumps to mind, like Reason D or Cryptonomicon. And then there are some books that are just so much unabashed fun. I'm thinking here of Jim Butcher, who wrote the Dresden Files series. You can tear through one of those in 6 hours, and it's kind of like watching your favorite TV show all over again. So highly recommended.
Dan, thanks for that call. We sure appreciate it. And Clay Risen, let's go back to and recap some of those calls there. We had the first caller, the Ice and Fire series. He rereads the whole series starting from one every time a new book comes out in that. And
wow.
I like that. That's dedication. Yeah. But, you know, it gives you that sense of the overall arc of the work, I think, and it kind of keeps you in that moment. But I also like Dan's comments, too, about the books that have a lot of detail and going back over those, because a lot of people, like me, for example, read fast and we get the gist of things, but you miss that detail.
I think that's right. I agree completely. And I think that is a lot of what draws people back to books, is that specific authors with just a great eye for detail. I mean, you know, some authors know that that's what they're putting into their books, that there are things that are going to maybe be missed on that first pass. And so they're rewarding readers who go back and take the time to give it a second pass or a third pass, or in the first caller's, probably an infinite number of passes, depending on Martin's productivity.
Amy joins us now from Appleton. Hi, Amy.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hi. I was thinking as I was listening to your messages that one of the things that I find myself doing, of course, I reread numerous things, especially two books every year. One is To Kill a Mockingbird and the other is Little Women. But what I find myself doing with other books that obviously my list is usually 20 books long at a time, I find myself going back to books that I love and rereading my favorite parts.
Oh, so like a certain chapter or a certain passage?
I do. I go in with the intent that I'm going to read the whole thing. And then I go back and I'm like, oh, I just really love this part. And I go back to it. And then I go to the next part and read that part.
Like sort of the Reader's Digest condensed version. As make it up as you go along. Amy, thanks for that. Now, Clay, I hadn't heard that method before.
No, but that's a great idea. That's a real way to sort of split the difference. And if you don't have the time to go back to a full book or to read a book in full, keep in mind what your favorite parts are or parts that aren't your favorites. You know, try to go back, and if it's a book that you think is really compelling, but maybe there's a part you don't like, give that a shot. Maybe there's something new to be found there.
And if it really is compelling, you're going to wind up reading the whole thing.
Well,
anyway.
Yeah, right.
So there you go. Colin is with us now from La Crosse. Hi.
Hi there. I kind of do what Amy said, actually. When I listen or when I read the things they carried, I like to go back and pick out chapters. It's kind of fun. But I find myself, as I get older, just getting drawn to the old raw adventure stories I like to read. One of my favorites was Into the Wild. And then there's another book by Andrew Schwab called It's All Downhill from Here, about a rock musician and just all the crazy hijinks they get into. And yeah, I just find energy from reading those sorts of books over and over again.
Colin, thanks for that call. We appreciate your insight. And if we've got other listeners who'd like to join in, 800-642-1234. Crystal is with us from Humbird now. Hi.
Hi. I have a six-book series that I really like to reread. It's by Jane Aul, The mm-hmm. Earth's Children. It takes place in the Ice Age, and it's really super interesting, and a lot of it is very factual. She has a lot of research done on it, and a lot of the places are real, and it tells in the book where those places are now. And also, I love Louis L'Amour.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah.
Also Zane Grey.
A couple of old classic Western writers there. Nice to hear from you, Crystal. Thanks for that. And rereading the whole series of a book is something I had not heard before in the callers we've had so far. And, Clay, that takes that whole idea of time and really expands it out. But if you've got the time, it could be worth it.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is what it all comes down to, is just if you have the commitment on the one hand, but also just the time to go back and say, okay, instead of reading this week's well-reviewed book in the New York Times Book Review, I'm going to go back to this other book that I read a few years ago. And I think it's a tough choice that a lot of people have to make, but going back to a classic or a personal classic can be really rewarding.
Let's take a final call. Connie is with us from Williams Bay. Hi, Connie.
Hi there. Great show. I just caught the tail end, but I wanted to share with you a real unusual phenomenon that I've experienced as an adult when I've revisited favorite children's stories or stories that I read when I was a kid. Specifically, I'm thinking about the Little House series, or a previous caller had mentioned Little Women, Secret Garden. I completely dislike them as an adult, and I'm not exactly sure why that is, but it has almost ruined my perception of some of those favorite children's books. So as an adult, I've reread other titles, but when I kind of revisit those children's titles, that's the same for me.
Oh, man. So have you just taken yourself out of the rereading game altogether, Connie?
For children's books.
I see.
For children's books. But like I said, some of those, I remember loving The Secret Garden when I was a girl, but when I revisited it as an adult, not so much.
Well, Connie, thanks for that. And Clay Risen, have you gone back to revisit any of those Hardy Boys books?
Not very good books, but I hope that people don't take that experience or Connie's experience and think that that means these books are horrible in an absolute sense. You know, there is something to be said for the way that children engage with books like this, and there's a value there, even if we as adults don't quite get it. I think that you can't discount the way that children can have a relationship with a text, even, you know, not maybe not a particularly good text, but just one that sinks to them in a way. And they may not be able to express it. We may not be able to appreciate it. But when you see a kid going back and back to a book, no matter what you think of it, I think you have to appreciate that.
Well, Clay, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today. And thanks for your column.
Well, thanks for having me.
That was Clay Risen, editor at the New York Times op-ed section. We've been talking, and his new book is The Bill of the Century, The Epic Battle for the Civil Rights Act. We've been talking about his piece that he wrote about the joys of rereading, and you'll find that posted on our Central Time Facebook page. And Rob, you like to reread, right?
Just one series, and Rachel on Facebook nailed it, as did one of our callers. Rachel says, I've also reread George R.R. Martin's Song of Ice and Fire. She says, I watched the show version, Game of Thrones. It makes me want to reread it again because the books are so much better. Gene, I'm not as big a rereader as you are, but with this Game of Thrones series, I'll be like, oh, I'll kill a little time, I'll read a chapter. Mm-hmm. Oh, now I'm going to follow this character, and before I know it, I'm like rereading all five books again. So that one, for some reason, is one that sucks me in. Hearing you and Clay talk about this, I think I want to start rereading some others and maybe some more serious stuff.
It's a great way to go. I am a compulsive rereader, and so I have the opposite issue where I have to work hard to read new stuff because it's a challenge, but it's a lot of fun, and it's a great story and a great piece. Check it out on our Facebook page.